We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, it's Bill and Morgan from the Q Morning Show. Thank you so much for checking out the Q Morning Show on demand. This is our full show podcast.
It's everything we did on the show this morning, except there's no music, there's no interruptions. It's just us.
Thank you for listening. It all starts right now.
Happy St. Patrick's Day!
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
We're gonna need more whiskey.
Henry, yes, but I like her too.
Healthy mixture of beer and vomit on the floor of this fine establishment.
If you're not wearing green, I'll kick you right in the blarneys.
Top of the morning to you.
Might have been the whiskey. Might have been the gin. Could have been the three or four six packs. I don't know, but look at the mess.
Wow. What's going on here?
I think I'm gonna die.
People around the world drag themselves into oblivion today in honor of St. Patrick's Day, or as the Irish refer to it,
Thursday.
Top of the morning. I'm Patrick Fitzwilliam.
And I'm William Fitzpatrick.
You're magically delicious.
Y'all want this party started right now.
Celebrating.
We're going to have a party.
Let's party!
Party. Now let's get the party started.
Fiesta.
Today's show is brought to you by O'Doul's Irish Blend. Ireland's number one non-alcoholic beer.
Now with 30% alcohol.
Woo!
Tell me, oh, wasn't that a party?
Ha! Oh!
Wasn't that a party?
What a party, and Jenny Light's here.
Party.
Got your beer.
Happy St. Patrick's Day!
Yay!
Yeah, Jenny Light is here filling in for Morgan this morning. She would rather be doing kegs and eggs, I think.
Oh, God.
But please. Instead, she's here, and we're so grateful. It's the Q Morning Show. Thanks for being here.
I'm good, yeah, I'm feeling all right.
Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. Good morning, it's the Q Morning Show. It's Morgan. No, it's not.
No.
It's Bill Ryan. It's Jenny Light who's filling in for Morgan this morning. Thank you for coming up on St. Patrick's Day, Jenny Light.
What else do I have to do?
Should I get some St. Patrick's Day music going here?
Some jig? Is this a jig?
Kind of get us. Yeah, it's something. It usually says right here on the thing what it is, but
it reminds me of like Cotton Eye Joe.
It does have a little Cotton Eye Joe vibe to it.
Yeah.
So, thanks for having us on. I don't know if anybody is pre-gaming with us this morning.
I hope so.
You mentioned that Jenny is from Canton, or lives in Stark County.
Sure.
And
yes.
You said that you think kegs and eggs is a pretty big deal down there.
I think it's a bigger deal in Canton because I remember working in radio down there and we were out at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And it is a wild time if you get up that early to dance jigs and drink green beer and eat eggs because it's just, ugh.
That was my favorite thing.
Really?
It's been a while since I've done kegs and eggs like that.
The thought of that makes me want to, like, spit up.
Mostly it was in, I did that at college a lot.
Of course,
at Kent State every
yes.
year. That's why it was one of my favorite holidays. And one year I went to class. I went out for kegs and eggs, and then yeah. I went to like an 11 a.m. class. Biggest mistake
why
of my life.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I must have thought that I needed to be at that class that day.
I just think of mixture of kegs and eggs. It's
yeah.
just so, especially if you have too much of the green beer. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And it comes up. That's not a pretty picture.
Well, you can overdo it on any day of the year.
Well, of course. But I think everyone is Irish today, so it gets a little out of control, which is, you know,
it
tradition,
can.
I guess.
But maybe people want to pace themselves because you know, St. Patrick's Day on a Friday night.
It's Friday, though.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's freaking go.
So do you have plans for later?
I do, actually.
What are you going to do?
I actually have plans to float in this weightless float and get a massage.
All right, that has nothing to do with St. Patrick's Day, though.
I know.
Okay, so you don't have St. Patrick's Day plans.
Hey, that's how I feel lucky, is getting a massage and floating in this device that I've never been in. So it'll be interesting.
You're not even going to get a corned beef sandwich or anything?
I'm not a corned beef person. And I even said something to you. I was like, I didn't know that it was corned beef was beef.
Corned beef is beef, as it says in the title.
It doesn't look like beef.
It is beef.
I thought it was pork.
Obviously prepared a certain way.
Yeah, because it doesn't look done.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, listen, you don't have to. I mean, you don't have to eat corned beef.
That's true.
It isn't a rule.
Don't feel forced.
Just like everything, you can pick and choose what you enjoy about this day. And if you enjoy going to get a massage on St. Patrick's Day,
why not?
By all means, go ahead and do it.
I am.
We should play a St. Patrick's Day game. You want to do that?
Of course.
All right. So give us a few minutes here. We're going to play a game called Name That Pat. Coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Waking you up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Real life. Real Cleveland.
Feel good in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. Jenny Light is here filling in for Morgan this morning. Morgan's on spring break. She'll be back on Tuesday of next week.
On spring break. I love it.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. We're going to play a St. Patty's Day game right now. This is called Name That Pat. And Karen is on the phone right now. She's going to play against you, Jenny. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Oh, Karen. Hello. Top of the morning.
You brought your Irish accent to the party. That's good. What plans do you have for St. Patrick's Day, Karen?
Going and teaching my 7th and 8th grade middle schooler science.
Yeah.
Well, you better include some kind of Irish facts. I have some good ones.
Well, we're going to have green sprinkled donuts.
Okay, I'll take that too. That's always good. Sugar them up, Karen.
All right, Karen. Name That Pat. It is very easy to play. You just have to identify the Patrick from the audio clue that you're going to get.
Oh, Lord.
And Karen, since you are a guest, you're going to go first. Now, there will be stealing in this game. So, Karen, I'm going to give you your clue first, but then, Jenny, if you know the answer, you can steal.
Okay.
All right. So here we go, Karen. Identify this Patrick. It's Name That Pat. Here is your clue.
Yeah, I think guys were probably the most pumped up I'd seen him going into a football game.
Karen, can you name that Pat?
Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes is correct.
Good job, Karen.
Karen's on the board with a point. First one to three, by the way. Yep. So we go over to Jenny Light.
Got you.
Jenny, name that Pat.
This is about saving the future of humanity.
I have no idea.
Do you need to hear it again?
That's not going to help, but go
this
ahead.
This is about saving the future of humanity.
I don't know.
Jenny Light, can you name that Pat?
No.
We send it over to Karen to see if she can steal. Karen, can you name that Pat?
This is about saving the future of humanity.
Patrick O'Donnell.
Patrick O'Donnell? I don't even know who that is.
Me neither.
But I'm sorry. Either. You're both incorrect. That is Patrick Stewart. Sir Patrick Stewart, I believe.
From what movie? What is that from?
Star Trek. He's Captain Picard.
Oh, I'm not a Trekkie.
All right. So no points awarded in round two. And we go to round three. Karen, here is your clue. Name that Pat.
Well, I'd rather be standing here than there, frankly.
Patrick Starfish.
Patrick Starfish. No, I'm sorry.
Sajak.
That is incorrect. Jenny jumps in with the steal.
Sajak.
It is Pat Sajak. So after you both have a point here as we go into round four. So we're tied up at one. Jenny, this is you. You have a chance to go up 2-1 right now.
Let's go.
Name that Pat.
Don't worry, buddy. You're doing fine.
Starfish.
I won't hit you, bro.
Yes. Yes.
I wouldn't know that.
Patrick Starfish.
No,
Jenny!
No, she's got it. Jenny's got it, right?
I got it, but thank you for the clue on the previous one.
Yeah. There was our Patrick Starfish right there.
I stole it.
All right, Karen, we go over to you. You need to get a point here to tie Jenny, and then Jenny has a chance to steal from you. She can win the entire game. Name that Pat.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Oh, I know.
Hey, what? Patrick?
St. Patrick? All right, let's
go
over.
I'm like
the actual, like the actual saint. Like you actually, you thought I have audio from him?
Yeah, I mean, you guys are amazing.
All right, here we go again. Jenny, your chance to... I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Your chance to steal here, Jenny.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
She's like the wind, Swayze.
Patrick Swayze is correct!
Boom! In your face,
you go,
Karen.
Jenny.
In your face.
Oh,
sorry.
No. Don't send Karen
off. Your Irish car bomb.
Irish car bomb? You went... We should have bet an Irish car bomb. Don't send Karen off in a bad mood today.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's not like I win anything, Karen, so don't be that jealous.
She has to go teach our children.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Karen, thanks so much for listening. We appreciate you for listening each morning to the Q Morning Show. Have a great day at school today.
Bye.
Hey, thanks so much, guys.
And a wonderful weekend as well. There you go. That's Name That Pat.
Oh, man. I don't win very often, so I'm like, in your face.
Like, you were kind of obnoxious right there.
I know, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
I apologize,
You're
Karen.
Feeling good. It's St. Patrick's Day. Anything goes. Coming up after 7, New Music Friday. We will check out that new music from Taylor Swift that she dropped last night. And a trending report. That's next on the Q Morning Show.
From the 1-800 Hurt Now Traffic Center.
New music now.
New music.
New music.
New Music Friday on the Q Morning Show.
Last night, Taylor Swift dropped new music. 4 new songs in anticipation of her Eras Tour, which kicks off tonight in Phoenix, Arizona. We are going to get to that. We're going to preview those tracks coming up in just a little bit. Right now, by the way, that's Jenny Light filling in for Morgan this morning.
How is everyone?
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Right now, we're going to check out artists who are probably really pissed at Taylor Swift this morning. Because she released music last night and they stole all of their thunder. So let's get to that. Louis Capaldi has a new song out today. This is called How I'm Feeling Now.
So here's to my beautiful life that seems to leave me so unsatisfied.
He is always in his field.
I'm always trapped inside my
Wow. I did not expect that.
I didn't. Kiss your mother with that mouth, Louis Capaldi.
Wow.
Now, everything that he comes out with, it sounds like a hit to me. It really does.
Did you have to bleep that?
Somebody bleeped it.
Was it you?
It wasn't me.
Well, at least it was bleeped.
Somebody was on their game today. Usher.
Ooh, Usher.
Does he still own part of the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Look,
I have no idea.
I don't know, but I know he's going to have a residency in Vegas.
Oh, okay. When does that start?
Pretty soon, because I was out there and it was advertised. I was like, yes.
He has a new song. It's called Glue.
Nice slow jam for you.
All right. So he spells glue, Usher does.
Mm-hmm.
G-L-U.
Okay.
So he doesn't put the E there, which makes me think that G-L-U stands for something.
Yes.
I just don't know what it is. Do you know what it is?
I don't, but it's a sexy song.
It sure is. That's Usher. And finally, we wrap it up with something that surprised me a little bit.
Okay.
It's a new song from T-Pain.
T-Pain. Bringing it back.
By the way, I once went to a sweet 16th birthday party with T-Pain.
No, you didn't.
That is a long story. I'm not lying. I have no time to tell it right now.
Why would you say it then?
Someday I might tell you the story.
Okay.
Me and T-Pain at a sweet 16th birthday party. But T-Pain did a cover of Don't Stop Believin' of all songs. Here it is.
Okay. Wow. Is there some auto-tune up in there?
Not as inspiring as the original, don't think.
No, definitely not. Journey has nothing to worry about there.
Yeah, I think a swing and a miss by T-Pain. Okay, those Taylor Swift tracks. We will preview those coming up. Also, Jenny Light, I may have a bone to pick with you.
Okay.
Or should I say, to be more accurate, I may have a biscuit to pick with you.
Got it.
That's on the way in minutes.
Waking up, getting you up and going. Waking up with hit after hit. Rise and shine after hit. Waking up every day.
Real.
real life, real Cleveland. It's the Q Morning Show.
The Weeknd and Ari on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. I'm Bill Ryan. Jenny Light is here filling in for Morgan this morning on St. Patrick's Day. Last night, what are you doing over there with that phone?
I'm so sorry.
What are you doing?
There's a weird Snapchat filter. I'm just catching you. Sorry.
Why is the Snapchat filter weird?
Because you're in it now.
That makes it weird?
True.
Just because I'm in it?
I shouldn't do this.
And I'm not on TikTok?
I'm not on TikTok. Actually, I am, but I don't understand it.
I'm not on TikTok. Actually, I am. What a great sentence from you.
I can't.
I'm not on Snapchat.
I was trying to be, you know, secretive, and it didn't work out because I...
That's fine. Put me on TikTok. That's fine.
I am not on TikTok. This isn't TikTok.
I have nothing to hide.
I'm going to put my Snapchat on Instagram. That's what I do.
Very good.
Yes.
All right. Jenny Light is here.
Hi.
Taylor Swift last night thrilled the Swifties when she released four previously unreleased tracks.
Love
last
it.
Night. She did this in honor of her tour, the Eras Tour, which kicks off tonight in Arizona. So I'm sure the Swifties were up at midnight and they've already heard these songs. We're doing this for the casual Taylor Swift fan.
The
right
casual?
Here. Sure.
Okay.
That's well, us.
That's not me. I'm hardcore.
Have you already heard these songs?
I have not.
Well, you're not that
okay,
hardcore then.
I'm then. Not, but I'm just saying, I'm pretty hardcore.
All right. So this is from Taylor. This is called All of the Girls You've Loved Before. From Taylor Swift. Okay. Here it is. I'm stalling because I got to move my mouse. Here it is.
All of the girls you
I love it.
What?
Yeah.
I would not have guessed that, Bill.
Put it in right now. That's
wow.
A hit.
Wow. Okay.
Just go ahead and just insert it right now.
I will say this. Anti-hero, I was not a fan of the first time I heard it. And now, you know, obviously.
Speaking of anti-hero,
yeah.
She released an acoustic track
okay.
of Anti-Hero last night.
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem.
I love it.
At tea time, everybody agrees. I stare directly at the sun, but never in.
So is this one of them?
It must be exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero.
That's the second of two.
Okay, yeah, that's
or,
what I was going to ask.
Excuse me, the second of four.
Okay.
So here's the third one. This is called If This Were a Movie.
Like one of her older songs.
I'm kind of into that one too, though. Last one here. This is called Safe and Sound, new track from Taylor Swift.
I
love that. That's dreamy.
Kind of ruined the St. Patrick's Day Friday vibe.
It's a nice lullaby. I like it.
There you go. Well. Four new cuts from Taylor Swift. You can download and start streaming those right away.
Go get them.
Okay, so Jenny Light.
Yes, hi.
A little problem with you. Potentially
that's
a problem
fine.
With you.
There's a lot of problems with me. I am the problem. It's me.
I'm going to accuse you of stealing from me. That's what I'm
okay.
going to do.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know where this is coming from, but okay.
I'll give you my evidence next.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's about damn time. Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. It's the Q Morning Show, 732. I'm Bill Ryan. Jenny Light is here filling in for Morgan this morning. Morgan's on spring break with the family down in Florida. She'll be back on Tuesday of next week. So, Jenny.
Yes.
You've been working at Q104 for how long now?
I don't know. Since like August. August of last year.
Yeah,
I lost track of time.
Mostly on the weekends, but Jenny is nice enough to come up and fill in for Morgan or fill in for Chelsea or fill in for Kelly when they can't be here. And so we all share the same studio
here. It's true.
The Halley Building in downtown Cleveland. But I personally do not have my own personal space. I don't have a desk. I don't have an office. I don't have a locker. I don't have anything like that.
Same.
It's not unusual. I can work around it.
I have a parking pass, though.
So really the only thing...
Oh, no.
Really the only thing that I have kept in the studio that's mine in the past few months is this box of Nature Valley biscuits with almond butter. They're cinnamon biscuits with almond butter filling. You can get them at Costco.
Okay.
Buy a 30 count, and I usually do. Because that's my breakfast in the morning. It's either this or it's a Nutri-Grain bar or something like that. Instead of just always remembering to pack a biscuit every single morning, I just brought the whole box
in. Bought the 30 pack.
And just kept it in the studio.
Yeah, no one's going to notice if someone takes one, that's for sure.
Well, it's funny you bring that up.
Did you count them? Do you count them?
I haven't been counting them.
Oh.
But it occurred to me the other day that the box was getting a little smaller.
Okay. How dare you, by the way?
And
how dare you?
So the other day, I had biscuits for Thursday. I had one for today, and I just took the empty box home.
You counted out your biscuits for the week.
Okay. This box that you're looking at right now.
Yes.
Is not mine.
Okay.
It's not my box. I just said that I finished off the box.
Right.
I took the box home so I could put it into recycling.
Good for you.
And I have one last biscuit that I brought into work this morning. I just kept it in my bag.
Yeah.
This box of biscuits right here was sitting in the exact same place.
That's creepy.
That my original box of biscuits were sitting. It is a brand new box. It is open. But as you can see, there's at least 25 to 28 biscuits in the box.
I'm so confused. So what am I getting accused of?
Have you been stealing my biscuits?
Have you been
stealing my biscuits and eating my biscuits? And are you the one? Is this a guilt box right here? Did you buy this box from Costco and you put it into the studio?
You know what? If people could see your face right now, you accusing me of taking your dang biscuits.
That's what's been happening. Because why would someone buy another box of biscuits?
That is weird.
And put it in the exact same place that I had my box of biscuits.
No.
And now the box.
I would want credit for the biscuits if I bought the biscuits, okay, and I was stealing them. I would want credit. So I'd be like, here, Bill, I bought you a box of biscuits.
Okay.
It wasn't me.
You would have admitted to the stealing and then replaced it.
I'd be like, I was really hungry, Bill. I took some of your biscuits. I mean, there's 14 grams of whole grain that I needed, okay? So you didn't want me to, like, be hangry. But it wasn't me, no.
So you're telling me that you did not buy this replacement box?
No, I would be honest. I'm a terrible liar.
Okay.
So somebody bought you biscuits. Good for you.
Well, I'll cross you off the list then.
You better.
Obviously, nobody let me know about this. Somebody obviously feels guilty about eating my biscuits, and now this is their way to make up for it.
How many more times can you talk about your biscuits? That's my question.
They're so good. I mean,
you better share the biscuits then.
They have the almond butter inside. Oh my gosh, they're so good.
Are you going to share the biscuits?
No, these are...
What? I didn't steal them!
I feel weird eating these because they aren't mine. I didn't buy this box.
Hand them over.
Who's the smartest suburb in Cleveland? Your suburb is counting on you. It's the Battle of the Burbs on Q104.
I would imagine, Jenny Light, that all four questions today have a St. Patrick's Day theme to them.
You imagine correctly.
Yeah, if they didn't, that would make me laugh. But maybe no one else would get it.
I try to be topical, you know.
So let's get to our players. Caller 14 is Luca in Medina, a first-time player. Good morning, Luca.
Good morning.
Hello, Luca.
Good luck to you on your first time playing Battle of the Burbs. Go ahead with your questions, Jenny.
Okay. Luca. My son's name, by the way, so I'm pulling for you. Question number one. What is the traditional vegetable that is paired with corned beef?
Sauerkraut.
Luca!
Sorry, Luca.
Darn it.
Try again sometime soon. Let's go to Brian in North Ridgeville. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Brian.
Go ahead, Jenny.
Happy
St. Patrick's Day to you, Brian. I'm sorry. I was just trying to move it along quickly, and I did not mean to be rude and forget my manners.
You interrupted. It's fine.
I'm sorry.
Brian, top of the morning.
Top of the morning.
Let's go get these questions going. Battle of the Burbs. What is the traditional vegetable that is paired with corned beef?
Cabbage.
Good job. Question number two. What cereal has a leprechaun on the box?
Lucky Charms.
Oh, yes. That's a no-brainer. Question number three, Brian. What kind of clover do you have to find for it to be considered lucky?
That would be four-leaf clover.
Oh, my gosh. For the win, Brian from North Ridgeville. Question number four. One common myth about St. Patrick is that he drove all of the blank out of Ireland. What is it?
The rats.
No rats!
They have a big rat problem in Ireland back in the day? It's possible.
I don't know.
I guess. Let's go to Michelle in Vermilion. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Michelle.
And happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Do you have any big plans today?
I work the Cavs game. I work all day.
Oh, fun.
My son will be there tonight, so make sure you say hi to him.
Okay.
All right, Michelle.
All right, good luck with your four questions.
All right, from Vermilion, question number one. What is the traditional vegetable that is paired with corned beef?
Cabbage.
Good job. Question two. What cereal has a leprechaun on the box?
Lucky Charms.
Great job. Number three. What kind of clover do you have to find for it to be considered lucky?
Four-leaf clover.
Yes. And for the win, Michelle from Vermilion. One common myth about St. Patrick is that he drove all of the blank out of Ireland.
Snakes.
Oh,
snakes.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Did you know there's not any snakes in Ireland?
Yeah.
I never heard that in my life. You're good. You are going to Disney Immersive.
Yay, I'm lucky.
Yes, you are. Lucky day, girl. I see what you did there.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Have fun at the Cavs game tonight, even though you're working.
And tell us the station.
Q104.
Coming up next on the Q Morning Show.
I had this idea for something that I want to do tonight.
Okay.
That I told my wife last night, and she said, that is one of the dumbest ideas that you've ever come up with. I'm going to tell you about that.
I'm excited.
Coming up after 8. Also, we've got tickets for the Hot Summer Nights Tour coming to Blossom in June with Shaggy and TLC. Your chance to win coming up.
From the 1-800 Hurt Now Traffic Center.
Q104 plays the hits. Always live on the free Odyssey app. You've got the Q Morning Show this morning.
Yes, bagpipes.
I like the vibe this morning.
You wore your kilt and everything.
Friday vibe, St. Patrick's Day vibe. Jenny Light is here filling in for Morgan.
Beer vibe. Yes.
My name is Bill Ryan. I really still have no set plans for after the show today.
No? I thought you said you were going somewhere with your wife.
Well, I'd like to go somewhere. I just don't know where. So we really can't get crazy because Paula has to work later on this afternoon. And I've got to be home when the boys get home from school. So
the kids, you got to act somewhat sober, right?
Right. Yeah. Act somewhat sober. Don't let the kids know that I might have had a pint. We're looking for a place to go. Paula's very specific. I mean, we know we want to go get corned beef somewhere.
Okay.
Where you can go to a million places to go get corned beef.
Of course.
But then she doesn't want a sandwich. She wants a traditional plate.
Like a plate of food. Yeah.
Corned beef, cabbage, the vegetables, carrots, and she wants all that thrown in. So I got to find, I don't know, maybe Flatiron Cafe, maybe the Harp. I don't know.
I think anywhere we'll find that.
We'll figure it out. So that's after the show today. Jenny's just going to go get a massage today.
I planned accordingly, and I'm going to go in the Mystic Float. So
That is a specific type of massage wellness treatment?
The Mystic Float, you float in water for an hour.
That's what you're going
to
do?
Naked, yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't need to say that, but that's what they told me.
Do you fall asleep during that?
I don't know. I've never done it.
Oh, you've never done it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you're doing it for the first time.
So that is, it is different for me because I have no idea. But there's so many benefits to floating in this tank for like an hour.
Oh, cool.
So I'll let you know on Monday.
Let me know on Monday how that goes.
I'll be here.
So the idea that I had for tonight, and when I said it to my wife, she's like, that is the dumbest thing that I've heard in the last 36 hours, which made me think, what did I say 36 hours ago that was so dumb that I just topped myself with something else? But I said, why don't we go? Because I want to watch the Kent State game tonight.
Yeah.
I'm a Kent State grad.
Yes, you are.
I love watching MAC basketball. I went to watch the MAC tournament at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight is their first round game.
Okay.
But it's on at 10 o'clock.
You're gonna stay up that late. Like, I don't know. It's Friday night.
I don't know how I'm going to stay up that late, but I'm going to try to do it. I figure that if I stay home and I'm just on my couch, I'm going to get drowsy and I'm going to fall asleep and I'm going to miss it.
Yeah, you and Myrtle fall asleep together, right?
So I told my wife, I said, let's go out. I said, you know what we should do? I said, we should go down to Kent.
Oh, yeah.
And watch it at Kent and watch it at Rays. I said, how fun would that be to watch the Kent State game in Kent?
Tonight, if it wasn't St. Patrick's Day, does she really want to go out?
Well, that's what she said. She's like, you want to go to a college town,
right,
on St. Patrick's Day at 10 o'clock at night.
You're so smart.
She's like, that is so stupid. She's like, I'm not doing it.
So, I love that she just tells you. That is the dumbest thing I ever heard.
I guess I'm not doing it. Why does everyone want to ruin my fun?
I mean, you could probably go alone.
I don't think I should be doing that.
Date night in Kent on St. Patrick's Day. Date night.
By myself?
No, but I'm saying, are you trying to have a date night with her?
Well, I mean,
or is it just like for fun?
We're married. We don't need to date anymore. We just go out.
What do you call it when you go?
No, I know what you're saying.
Time with your spouse.
Look, I guarantee she's not going to be up at 10 o'clock, no matter if I go or not.
Right.
She'll be in bed way before 10.
Right. So
this
that's
is just
not
me.
Happening. That's not happening.
She definitely doesn't want to go, and I don't think I can find anybody that I know that would want to go either. So
how far is Kent for you from?
I don't know, 45 minutes?
Oof.
That's not bad.
That's just my drive here, yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
No,
I don't know.
Sure.
No one in my world.
Well,
I don't know. If you want to, 216-474-0104. We'll road trip down to Kent tonight.
Be Bill's DD.
Should we play another St. Patrick's Day game?
I guess. If you have one ready, I'm down.
It's called Name That Green Thing.
Okay.
We'll do that in less than 10 minutes.
Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
It's the Q Morning Show.
I love it when I listen to it in the morning. It gets me amped up.
Real life. Real Cleveland.
It's the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Yes. Get that jig going.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Top of the morning to you. That is the worst accent.
It really is.
I didn't try.
I'm surprised that you tried it.
Top of the...
Really?
You do it.
I can't do it because I know I can't do it.
Well, just try. I mean, you should at least try.
Top of the morning to you. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
That's good. Top of the morning to you.
I don't think it's that good.
It's really not.
Beth in Eastlake is here to play Ned Green Thing. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
What are you up to this morning on St. Patrick's Day? Do you have plans?
Just going to work.
Yeah.
Are you actually going to work at work, though? That's my question.
Of course.
Yeah, okay. I almost believe you, Beth.
Yeah.
I'm a good employee.
Of course. Of course. I'm going to work.
Of course.
We're here for the people that have to work today and just don't have time for any fun.
Yeah.
I guess. Well, we'll have some fun right now. We're going to play Name That Green Thing. Beth, this is so easy to play. You're going to hear an audio clue, and after you hear it, you just have to guess. You just have to identify that green thing. So you're going to play against Jenny, and you're going to go first since you are our guest.
Okay.
There will be an opportunity to steal in this game. So if you don't get this clue right here, Beth, Jenny will have a chance to steal. First one, two, three will win. Are you ready to play Name That Green Thing?
Yeah.
All right, Beth, here we go with your first audio clue.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
Name That Green Thing, Beth.
Kermit the Frog.
Yes. Yes.
It's absolutely correct. So Beth is on the board with 1 point. We go over to Jenny to try to tie it up. Jenny, here is your green thing.
Oh, gosh. Is that the Grouch?
The Grouch, like Oscar
yeah,
the Grouch?
Yeah, is that Grouch? The Grouch coming out of the I was going to say the toilet.
Are you serious right now?
That's the first thing that popped into my head.
When is the last time that you watched Sesame Street?
It's been a long time.
Where they're singing along, learning their numbers on Sesame Street, and they open up the can, and this guy pops out. That would scare the children.
Well, I mean...
That would traumatize the children.
So that's not Oscar the Grouch.
That is not it. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Beth,
would you like to steal?
I think so.
Go ahead.
Is it the Hulk?
It is the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, my gosh. Not even on my radar. Beth, you deserve that.
So Beth has a chance to win this entire game right now if she can name this green thing.
Oh, my gosh. I know what that is.
One more time, Beth. Name that green thing.
Santa. The Jolly Green Giant?
The Jolly Darn Green it. Giant!
Santa!
Is absolutely correct!
Oh, my gosh. Ho, ho, ho. You gave her easy ones.
Stop it.
It's because I was... for Karen, I said in your face. That's why you did that.
That is a clean sweep right there for Beth and Eastlake. Congratulations, Beth.
Congrats, Beth. You win nothing other than bragging rights.
You are a winner of Name That Green Thing.
Awesome.
You're the best. Have a great day working.
Yeah, I hope you get out soon, Beth.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. It's the Q Morning Show. Meghan Trainor now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.